Thank you so much. This is Seymour Heligar, host of the Pastor's Soapbox. This is a box in five, where my goal is to explain my thoughts in just 5 minutes, as opposed to the 30 to 35 minute podcast. Over the last year, there are several reoccurring thoughts that I have gathered as I have witnessed and have been a part of the struggle with the church and meeting, not meeting. We did not meet for a while. There were several churches that have met from the beginning, even with the mandates that decided to meet. What I have, though, discovered is the partly a tragic reality that within that season of social justice and the rising rule of the Black Lives Matter along with the movement, and then critical race theory and intersectionality, which has been a problem prior, all rising to the top, that the church and our fight has almost been a civil war of sorts. The civil war in years past was a physical one with obviously some spiritual implications, but this one has been spiritual. Whereas as allies in the faith, we have become enemies. Now, some of the grounds of differences are significant, where we are saddened over the violence that we see, the countless lives being lost, people of another ethnicity feel disenfranchised. None of those things are comforting thoughts. But as Christians, we don't agree that that's the problem. We don't agree that there's systemic racism or someone's guilty of whiteness. We don't paint with a broad brush that has no scriptural reference. We believe that every human being has the sin of partiality. That if you want to use the term racism or prejudice, that it is in the heart of every human, a person. No one is free from it. You will say, well, there's a culture that acted out on it worse than we have. But here, once again, is a sin of hypocrisy, is to think that a person's actions, because they have acted out on it or perceive that they still are acting on it, is somewhat worse or more evil than ours, when Jesus clearly stated in Matthew 7 and in Matthew 15, that is in Mark 7, that these things proceed from the heart. If the heart is not rescued from this evil, it really is, there's no hope there. And the reality is that every human heart is infected by this plague of sin, this evil of sin, and the only remedy is the work of the Spirit of God and the heart. For that reason, our battle is the same. Our battle is not to use earthly structures to fight spiritual battles. Our aim is to use the Word of God by the Spirit of God to address the heart of man, to call them to repentance by first appealing to them and presenting the law of God in such clear terms that they see their guilt. Our job is not to convince them they're guilty. Our job is to declare their guilt. The Spirit of God does the convincing. He does the convicting, according to John chapter 16. We are to declare the charges against them. The Holy Spirit brings to bear the charges on their heart. The battle is successfully won when we fight God's battles using His means for His glory. That's a box in five. May the Lord be with you. Thank you for listening.